Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, what's up? Welcome to another episode of You Create Change, another Monday. And it's been a long one today. So we're going to get started, man. Hi, I'm your host, Keith Leonard. And, of course, my co-host, Bree Lee. Bree Lee, what's up, everybody?
What's up, world? How y'all feeling?
Hope everybody doing good. We're going to kick it off like we always do with a little recap of what we went over last week. So if you didn't catch up, if you weren't able to see what we talked about, archive, you can check it out on our site, on our platform. And, Bree, can you kind of give us a recap of what happened last week, what we talked about?
Absolutely. So last week we talked about consciousness. And this was, we were really talking about where do thoughts come from. And it was our inner space versus our outer space. So if you didn't get a chance to check into what consciousness means and how it can provide such a great, great platform for you, I highly suggest to go back to last week's episode and check it out.
Perfect. That's what we talked about last week. We talked about consciousness, about your mind, about being aware of things. A lot of things that happen that you're not aware of. Maybe we talked about blinking. One of the things we talked about was blinking. How often you blink, you don't realize you're blinking. But things are working for you without you knowing. But today specifically, we're going to be talking about something I think a lot of people are scared to talk about, which is consistency. A lot of people, even myself, sometimes consistency becomes an issue for me when I'm trying to do certain things. I don't know how about you. I don't know how you feel.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Consistency,
consistency is commitment. So that's a scary thing. When you have to commit to doing something consistently, that can be scary because what if you miss a day? But, you know, I've learned over the years that the more you do it, the easier it comes.
And that's what we're going to talk about. That's such a great point. I just want to point we're going to really, really dig into today. We actually got a great, 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 feature coming on tonight. He's going to be giving you guys some knowledge. Real funny man. If you've been watching our platform all week, I'm sure you read up on him. I'm sure you went to his page. I'm sure you went to his social media and saw some of the things he was presenting. So we're going to get into that in a couple of minutes. But first, we want to kick off how we always do. So as we start off, what is the question of the week?
Question of the week is, what's the difference between successful and unsuccessful people?
Right, and if you haven't noticed so far, the title of the show is usually embedded, in the answer to the question. So that is the difference between successful and unsuccessful people. So if you're listening to this and you're trying to realize or trying to figure out, why am I not being successful at what it is I want to be successful at? You know, what's holding me back? A lot of times it's a consistent effort. And I say that perfection is only accomplished when with consistent practice and full effort. So I kind of want to dig into that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Bree just has something to say. I thought I was trying to jump in.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, consistency is we are what we repeatedly do, period. And I think that that's what consistency is. If we repeatedly do something over and over, we become that. If we do it once, then it's kind of like it never even happened. You know what I mean?
And that's I'm a victim of that. I'm not going to sit here and make it sound like I'm a holy now when it comes to being consistent. I know there's a lot of things I haven't accomplished because I haven't put a consistent full effort. And I want to make a real emphasis on consistent practice and full effort. You can consistently go to the gym, but if you're not consistently putting in that effort and sweat when you go to the gym, you're not putting in the full effort. You're just showing up. Mm-hmm. So you can just show up to the game, but if you're not playing, you're not helping the team win. A lot of time that team is yourself. So what makes a person, successful over an unsuccessful person is how consistent they are.
Literally.
That's it. How consistent. I had a good friend named Ross Perry, if he's listening. I know he's going to enjoy this. He gave me the best advice. I don't even think he even realized. We was on the phone one day. He said, Keith? He said, you can do anything if you just see it through. If you just actually see it through. If you just see it to the end.
Keep going.
See it through. It's not done. Just keep going. Yeah. If you're trying to lose 25 pounds and you get to 21, don't stop there. You got 4 more pounds to go. Keep going. So, I want you to imagine if you were didn't consistently try to walk when you were a kid. Imagine if you didn't consistently try that after you failed hundreds of times. Imagine if you didn't consistently try that. Or, imagine if you didn't eat consistently. Or if you didn't go to the bathroom consistently.
Yeah.
things would be real. Things would be real bad for you. You wouldn't have energy, you know. So consistency is very key, even if you're not paying attention to it. A lot of times, you know, it's not built off of how often you do something. You know, consistency is not you have to do this every day. No one does nothing every day. The only thing people do every day is maybe eat. And we've all had those days. We've missed that before. You know, so nobody does everything every day for the rest of their life. It doesn't happen. So it's not about, you know, how often you're doing it, but it is about how long you do it when you're doing it, you know, and making your own timeline to reach your own goals, you know.
That's interesting that you say that because I kind of disagree. I think that when you're consistent with something, that it is about how often you do it. Mm-hmm. Just kind of how I mentioned earlier, just being, it's repetitive. So
yeah.
If you're doing it often, then it's going to become kind of how we talked about last week, muscle memory.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. I guess what I was saying was, what often is to you?
Okay,
you know what
so,
I mean?
So then what is often to you?
It depends on what I'm doing. So
okay.
If I'm, you know, if I eat often, you know, some people eat every hour. Some people eat every day or going to the gym often. Some people go every day. Some people go every other day. For us, we do this show. Some people can say, okay, you guys don't do that often because you do it once a week. We can say, well, we do it often because we do it once a week. So
right.
That's what I mean by making your own time on your own goal.
Okay.
You know, what fits you, you know.
But you still continue to do it, right?
Yes. You still continue. But it's at your own pace. I guess.
Okay.
That's
now that makes
yeah.
sense.
Right. So you know, set your own pace. You know, and be consistent at that pace. You know, if you can run a mile, whatever consistent pace you can get. If you come out sprinting, you're not going to make it. You're going to die out.
Yeah.
And if you come out too slow, it's going to take you too long.
Yeah.
You know, so set a consistent pace that you can keep up with. That you can, you know, I think a lot when they start. I use the gym a lot because you know I'm often physical. A lot of people. A lot of New Year's resolutions for those people who are at the gym or whatever the case may be. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to start off going every day.
That's true.
So sometimes you say, you know, I'm going to go twice a week. That's something you can consistently commit to.
Yeah.
And that twice a week will start to build confidence. It'll start to make you, maybe you have a day.
Yeah.
But don't come out saying, I'm going to go every day.
Right.
You're not going to, you know, keep that up consistently. So, you know, anybody can be consistent for a day. You know, anybody can be consistent for a week. You know, how often we've I've started things and I'm adding it to my life and a week later it's out of here. You know, and a lot of times that happened on the very first of the year.
And you know what? I listened to a man named Walter Bond earlier today. He's an ex-NBA player and he was talking about that. He was just saying like, you know, if you do something for 90 days, it'll become a consistent rhythm and it becomes innate in you.
Mm.
But he also mentioned like, if you fall off track one day, don't let the rest of those 89 days suffer.
Yeah.
We can just get right back on track because you miss one day doesn't mean that you're not consistent. It means that, okay, tomorrow I'm going to pick it back up.
Absolutely.
Or whatever is your consistency. You know, with our radio show, we've been doing this consistently for 9 weeks now, every Monday. You know, and I think that's a big deal because this is, shoot, I'd like to pat myself on the back. Shoot, this is, it's pretty awesome. What you think?
Yeah, I actually got so excited today. I just got to let everyone know this is episode 9. We're going to break that down. We kind of jumped into the information, which is good. Episode 9, we've been doing this for 9 weeks now, you know, and I don't see it stopping this time soon. So thank you all for continuing to support and continuing to tune in and being consistent listening.
Yeah.
You know?
Shout out to y'all.
So, but I like to point out that I think everybody actually is consistent, believe it or not. You know, some consistently do things the right way and some consistently do things the wrong way.
I totally agree with that.
But everybody's consistent.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that because consistent thoughts. Think about how often you think about how tired you are of this and how tired you are of that. Well, the more you continue to think about how tired you are of this and that, the consistency is going to bring about more and more of that.
Yeah.
So when you change that paradigm shift that we haven't touched on yet, but when you change that and you change it to the positive, when you're consistently thinking great positive thoughts or, you know, saying your affirmations or whatever it is, consistently you begin to believe that begins to become a part of your DNA.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, consistency leads to consistency. It leads to success, in my personal opinion. And how's it developed? Well, I mean, you know, consistency is developed through habit, or it's either developed through habit or developed a habit. I personally believe it's developed through habit. Once you start making a habit, it's consistently easy to do. It's easy to be consistent once it's a habit. It's non-problematic, and you either have successful habits or you have unsuccessful habits. Either way, you're consistent at this.
Like people that smoke cigarettes.
Exactly. They consistently smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And it's Dan Hardy had a book called The Compound Effect, which shows the consistent use of anything, whether it's eating bad, whether it's eating good, whether it's, like I said, smoking cigarettes or not smoking cigarettes. Whatever the habit is, it's a consistent buildup that creates a result.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like you said, it doesn't always mean if you mess up once or miss once, you are no longer, I'm not a consistent person because I miss one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like when people go to work. Everybody miss days at work. That don't mean you don't go to work consistently. You still go to work consistently. You made that. You know, so, but like I said, your life is a result of what you do consistently, okay, or of what you don't do consistently. You know, this is how it breaks down for me. You know, when you're consistent, it starts to build momentum. And when you have momentum, everyone knows what momentum is. It's like kinetic energy. It's like potential energy. It's starting to roll forward. You know, or they call it the snowball effect.
Sounds a good word, kinetic.
Kinetic, right. It's like the snowball effect. It builds momentum. It gets bigger. And when that happens, obviously progress. You see progress. Things become just easier. When the ball gets rolling, it's easier to roll the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. Like when the ball gets rolling, it's easier to push it. So things become easier when you become consistent. And when you're inconsistent, it's like you always got to start over.
Man, like if you're trying to lose some weight, you know what I'm saying, and you fall off, it's literally like starting from day one. Like, I've had those times when I'm in the gym and I'm consistent, knocking it out, getting my booty bigger, you know what I'm saying? And then, next thing I know, I took off a week. So sad.
And you feel it.
My booty leaves.
Yeah, you feel it, you know? And you feel it. And for me as men, you know, we usually focus a lot on our upper body, you know what I'm saying, arms, chest, ass. And I don't know for the people listening, if you worked out, if you lifted weights, you just went around the gym, you come and you fall off for a month. When you go back, it's like it's all gone. It's like I have to start over. Now I'm 20 pounds, you know, I can't lift 20 pounds as much as I was lifting before. So it's like you always got to start over. And not only that, it's like you wasted a lot of time. You know, now because you keep starting over, you're wasting a lot of time. And the funny thing about it is that time doesn't start over when you do.
Mm-hmm.
Time is already lost, so you lose time. You don't start. You really don't start over. Honestly, it's like you start backwards.
Uh-huh.
So you lose time, and you lose a lot of progression that you've already built. And usually when you're not consistent, things are not maintained, and they cause confusion and really cause frustration when things are inconsistent. It's like not cleaning your room consistently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your room is not, when you don't. I'm a big. Anyone knows me, it's hard for me to wash my clothes. I mean, I'll build a plug. I don't know how it happens. And every time I do, I say, this time it won't happen. And I start off good, and it just goes bad.
You know what? You're consistent at being the person that doesn't do the laundry.
Yes.
You
I'm
have a consistent habit of that.
Not washing clothes.
Yeah.
And it causes me frustration when it's time to wash clothes.
And whose problem is it?
It's always my problem, you know. And I'm frustrated. I'm confused. There's a lot going on. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know. So that's what happens when I'm not consistent in doing it. Then I walk in the room and I just don't feel as good. So, you know, things you are inconsistent at seem difficult to do. Not because they're difficult, because you're inconsistent at doing them.
Yeah.
That's all, you know, and it builds up. Like, if you don't consistently clean your bathroom, it's going to be real nasty.
Ooh.
And when it's time to clean it, you're not going to want to do it.
You're not going to get that scum out your tub.
You're not going to want to do it. So the best thing about being consistent is others can count on you.
Ooh.
You know, and when you're consistent, people can count on you. I'm going to give you an example.
That's respect right there.
Would you work at a job that was not consistent with paying you on time?
No.
Mm-hmm. You quit. And even if that same employer tried to rehire you, even under another company, you still might not work there because they've lost credit with you.
Credibility, yes.
Very
important. Because guess what? Your bills are going to be consistent. I promise you, you're going to have residual bills. every single month.
They're coming. They're coming. And you need them to pay you on time, consistently on time, not just a few times, consistently on time. It's going to be a huge issue. So the same thing happens when you're not consistent and doing the thing that you said you're going to do. You lose trust of people, and more importantly, you lose support. You know, and I can imagine if we didn't consistently come on every Monday and consistently do this, and consistently provide a platform for positive and creative people. That's what we're trying to do here, and a consistent effort. And without our consistency, I don't believe that we would have the support and love that we get. So if you feel like you're not supported, I've heard people, I don't get a lot of support. If you don't feel like, you're loved, or you don't feel like people support your ideas or give you fire when you're trying to do something, it's because maybe you should check your consistency change.
Mm.
Maybe you should see how consistent you are. Or do you always quit things so people are not going to want to support you? They're not going to want to buy this thing from you, because next week they're going to feel like you're going to have something else, because nothing is consistent with you. You won't stay long enough to get better,
and that's
what happens when it's consistent. So, not gonna spend too much more time with this, because I definitely want to bring in the man of the hour, and I'm not gonna do too much on it. Not gonna speak too much on him. I'm actually let Bree introduce him, because I believe she gives the best introduction on this side of Mississippi.
Hey.
So.
All right, so y'all have heard about him through our platform. Y'all seen him. Man, this man, like he said earlier, is very, very funny. I am blown away by his story. Working and grinding at El Pollo Locos. You don't know what that is. It's the best fast food, Mexican food I've ever tasted in my entire life. But he is grinding to make a name for himself in the comedy world. His consistent effort has really, really put him in places and positions that he's never, ever been before. I'm very proud to say that this man is becoming a dear friend to us, and he's the founder of Layups to Stand-Ups, where they just poop and tell jokes, man. Without further ado, Mr. Comedian Juice.
Juice, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Happy Monday, my brother.
Happy Monday, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I love you.
Thanks
both
for coming
guys.
On. Definitely love having you on Happy Tonight. And we're excited to ask you some questions so that people can listen in and really take some advice from you, man, if you don't mind.
Nah, sounds good. I'm definitely with it.
Awesome, man. Well, let me start off by asking you just a basic question I'd like to ask everybody. How do you feel you create change through your work?
I think I create change through my work by showing people you could be yourself. And you ain't got to be perfect. You could have a lot of flaws, but you can still rise by being positive and just believing in yourself and just pushing through all obstacles that come your way.
Okay, I like that. I'm a huge believer in pushing through the wall, through the brick wall, breaking down that wall. And I couldn't help but ask, it's really interesting. I don't know the entire background. But did you actually work at El Pollo Loco? You really did work at El Pollo Loco, correct?
Yes. I actually, I'm picking up my last check from El Pollo Loco on this Wednesday. I just stopped working there about a week and a half ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so,
if I had a hand clap, I would give it to you.
Appreciate that, man. No more smell like chicken.
Can't do it. But I love eating there, by the way. So you're actually working at El Pollo Loco, and from what I can read, you were also pretty good at basketball, were you not?
Oh, I'm still good. I'm still good. But, yeah, I was pretty good. I played without losing, so, I'm pretty good. I played a little bit in college. I just finished playing for college about last year, and that's kind of how I transitioned to comedy.
Okay, so do you mind, kind of telling us about the transition? What made you say, you know what, I'm going to stop playing basketball, I'm going to stop working while I'm working, I'm going to really take – this leap of faith and take comedy on as a career?
Honestly, it was just a lot of stuff that you guys touched on when I was listening, just about consistency. I was being a consistent basketball player, and I played at Louisiana. I was one of the kids that be in the gym every day that wasn't that good. It's just come to work every day. And I kind of just, like you said, after a while being consistent, just became the kind of person who I am. So when I was playing basketball, that's the type of person I was. So, what happened was I have some friends, I go to their games and stuff, and people are always like, you're funny, you should try doing comedy. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll try it. So a few times, you know, I went on stage and I was pretty funny. But being like, I'm a real firm believer. If you can't do something, give it 100%. Give everything you have to it. You really shouldn't be doing it. And at that time, I still believed I was going to be a professional basketball player. So I was like, you know, nah, comedy cool, but I'm play basketball. And then this past year I finished school, and during my season I got hurt. I had a lower back strain. I was hurting, so I was going through all type of things at school. And then as I was doing that, I kept remembering just writing down funny little. When I came back home, my mom, you know, we come back home from school, you go right back to regular life, no car, no money, you know. I had to pick up the pieces all over. And so I had a friend that worked at El Pollo Loco, and then he was like, you know, I'll give you a job when you come back. So I was like, I ended up taking a job because, you know, things was tight. And as I was doing that, I was just like, at the time, I was still getting over playing basketball. My heart that I wasn't playing anymore. And I was like, you know what, let me try doing comedy. Let me just give it a try. I'm not doing anything else. I mean, and I went to an open mic one night when I was like, when I got off work. And after that, it was like that first time I went on stage, I kind of knew I wanted to be a comic. And ever since then, 9.5 months later, I've probably been on stage maybe not 10 times a week since.
Wow. Now that's 10 times a week. And are you consistent in that amount of times, you know, that amount of attendance?
Well, I said that on the low end. That's about a consistent number on the low end. Consistent number is about 10. And in between doing that, I probably catch about 20 buses and consistently doing so. So I try to be consistent with both.
I hope y'all hearing that. This man says that he goes on stage 10 times. It's only 7 days in a week. That means that there's some days that you are doing overtime.
Yeah, of
Is
course.
That
oh, yeah.
Wow.
A couple of weeks ago, because like I said, I just stopped working at El Pollo Loco. So my schedule was when I was at El Pollo Loco, I worked from 9 a.m. to 4. So I work. Cause my mom is kind of sick, so I live right across the street. So I'll bring her food on my lunch break. I'll come back to work. I get off work at 4. I run home. I change my clothes, shower, and then from there, by the time I have a car, then from there I catch the bus and I just start doing comedy shows, open mics wherever I could. And I did that about every day.
That is really impressive, man. So you was working at El Pollo Loco, helping moms eat. I respect that, man. You got to help mom. Helping moms eat. Changing, catching the bus to open mics. And since then, now you have your own company, Lay Up to Stand Up.
Yeah,
congratulations,
yeah,
by the way.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw you had your bank account going. I said, okay, he's real legit now. He's real.
Yeah,
we're
doing real well right now. We're doing pretty well right now.
So,
and,
go
ahead.
I just wanted to ask you how, you know, because we're talking about consistency, and I think that your story in itself is just, I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, How important was it for you to stay consistent on those days you didn't want to go? You know, because I think that's what the people need to hear. Because everybody can be consistent when they want to do something. What about the
right.
days you don't want to do it? How did you, you know, build up, I don't know, the gusto to just keep going?
See, I think I've been blessed to be in a situation where I feel like everything I go through kind of motivates me, and it's for a reason. And honestly, just being at work every day, that was enough motivation for me. Like, when I got off work, I just hate it. I really believe that El Pollo Loco made me into a man. But at the same time, it's one of those things I went through to motivate me. Because soon as I got off work, I knew I couldn't just go home. I couldn't work 8 hours at El Pollo Loco and not go to work for myself when I got off. Like, there's no way. So, and it was tough because, you know, if I get off, sometimes they keep me 15 minutes, 20 minutes later, and that all it takes. I don't know if you ever rode the bus, but that's all it takes to mess up your whole bus schedule. And some type of way, I always find a way to get to the shows and the open mics still to perform. If I have to say what really drives me is just my situation. My situation is definitely unique and different. And that alone drives me every day because I want to change my situation. I want people in who may have similar situations like mine or who may feel, you know, the same. If I can do it, you can. And that's kind of why I created my company.
So what's the goal? What's the what's the end goal? What are you reaching for? What are you working so hard for?
I'm just honestly, I feel like the sky's the limit. My company, which is called Layups and Stand Up, the name obviously is because I play basketball, you know, and then I do stand up. But if you break it down by per letter, it stands for it's abbreviation is L2SU, and it stands for loyalty together. It stands for loyalty together, sacrifice and unproven, and just me. And just me as an athlete, that's I always had a chip on my shoulders. I always showed those that way. And now that I'm a comic, I feel the exact same way. So I'm trying to just create. Honestly, my idea, if I could say what I like to do, I just want to keep creating a platform for young comics like myself and people and like young athletes to kind of look at me and be like, I relate to him. I was there at some point.
Wow, man. And this is kind of like pulling from what you just said, because, you know, just kind of going through the struggle, and now you say, like, the sky's the limit, and that's what you keep your eye on. I got to ask you this question because we've all went through it, whether you got a 9-to-5, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're trying to live, whatever it is, everybody got a point in time in which they want to give up and quit, you know.
Right.
You know, and for you, have you had those moments that you just say, you know what, Tommy, I can't do it, I just can't do this?
Yeah, I have the moments like when you performing on stage, and sometimes, you know, it can be overwhelming when you're doing these shows and people don't laugh or you're great as you want. Sometimes you kind of feel like, man, it's not for me, or I'm going to quit, or you get that. But I feel like those days is the days that make it great. I mean, you know, without those days, I wouldn't work as hard as I do. I wouldn't be in the position I'm trying to put myself in right now.
Man, that's beautiful, man. And where can all the listeners find you? What can they look forward to? What's coming up next for Duke the Comedian?
My listeners, anybody listening, you know, they can find me. I have an Instagram, I have Twitter, Facebook. It's Layups to Stand Up is the name of my Twitter and Instagram for my company. And my personal one is I Am Juice Man, and it's spelled I Am Juice Man with two N's. And in the future, I'm actually proud to say I'm putting together a huge comedy show at my old high school, at Louis Vinger High School, September 25th. The show starts at 7, and the proceeds goes to the basketball team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually saw
that in the newspaper.
Yeah, it made the newspaper today, and I'm promoting it heavy, and what do you want people to come out and support it? And I went to and talked to the kids. And, like, it's funny because, like, I've been doing comedy for, like, 9.5 months now, and I did a lot of shows, different places, whatever. I have never been more nervous in my life than when I went to go talk to the basketball team at my old high school with 14 people. I was so nervous. But it's just because, like, I relate so much to them kids. I've been there, and I know what they're going through. And for me to be in a position where I could actually help and raise money for them, where at that time I was worried about eating when I was there, where they were there. It's a blessing. And so I'm definitely excited about that, and I hope the community and everybody that hears this come out and support the kids and just keep supporting me because it's important.
Definitely will, Juice Man. We will be there in support of you and your comedy show. Juice Man, definitely appreciate you coming on the show today. You bless us with your presence, man. And promoting your show for you, and we will be there in attendance to support you and the basketball team at Louis Vinger. Thank you, Mr. Juice. You create change. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem. What we have as we wrap tonight's show up, we're kind of going to give you a quick brief of what's going on next week. Bree, can you help us out with that?
Yes, next week we will be talking about, the topic will be anger. This is going to be very interesting. Also, we will be having a lovely, lovely guest. His name is Manny Lopez. He is the founder of Custom Online Branding. So if any of you out there have a business or brand that you want to push, this is the man to listen to. So make sure you tune in next week.
Tune in next week. We're going to be talking about anger. We got Mr. Manny coming by. He's going to bless us with his presence. Please make sure you follow us on Instagram at YouCreateChange, like our Facebook page. And please visit the new social platform for positive and creative people. You create change. Here, we embrace the difference. Good night.